When they finally come, they come too slowly. Very soon we're blowing this old town. If it's true, then knock me down. Kid, be funny. Learn to tell a joke, and kid, be funny. Make a face that makes your mother smile. Figure that I'm yours.
Once again, our send of, well, I can't say end of summer because summer officially ended the other day. We're into fall. But Sharon Playhouse continues to provide us with excellent opportunities to be entertained in this strange world we have been living in since COVID-19. And what I should say at the start of this is every one of these shows, whether they're movies, whether they're patio cabarets, no matter what they are, they sell out. So if you're listening to this and you do not get tickets early enough, you won't be able to go, okay? So we'll just leave that there for right now. Our guest today is Wanda Houston, and Wanda will be one of the patio dinner cabaret shows coming up on October 2nd. Now, it's at 6:30, but that's when you can get there. The show starts at 8. There's a limited number of patrons that can attend, and when they get to that limit, that's it. The tickets are sold out, so that's why I mentioned all these events have all sold out, so please, if you want to go, get a hold of the Sharon Playhouse at sharonplayhouse.org and get your tickets early. With all that out of the way, Wanda, nice to speak to you today.
Hi, Marshall. Great to speak to you as well.
So, of course, a lot of people know you as one of the divas, but of course, your career far exceeds that. As a matter of fact, you're also performing, like, I know you're in Kent. They've got an open festival, which is coming up. By the time people hear this, that'll be over with. But you must love opportunities like this to get out there and practice your craft.
I do. And it's rare. I mean, I've been doing, this is more like a cabaret kind of show, and I've been doing more of that, it seems, because of COVID. It's hard sometimes to get a full band in places. So instead, I've been doing duos, and which lends itself for more of a cabaret kind of feel. And so this has been advantageous in that sense, because I get a chance to do more of that style, which is more theatrical than it is when, you know, although with me, it's always theatrical.
Well, no, I can imagine the cabaret setting, especially at the Sharon Playhouse, with their outside cabaret and the seating that they have. Like I said, it's very limited seating. But your show on October the 2nd is going to be the Women of Jazz, from Bessie Smith to Nina Simone. So let's talk a little bit of this. You've obviously been working on the set. How long do you sit and work on these songs and come up with the sets that you're going to perform?
Oh, well, that can take days, actually, because it's not just finding the songs, it's what you want to say about the songs. And so there's some time to develop pattern and in the songs. But because I've done a lot of this in different forms, sometimes I have an idea of the music already set up. Maybe I might change the form of it, you know, like which ones I do. But it's really setting up what I want to say about them and doing some research and a little history background of whoever I'm singing about. So that's what makes it different from what I might do, you know, in a club setting or in a bar restaurant kind of place. So it could take days, sometimes weeks, just depending upon what the work is, because, you know, I'm working on a number of different things at one time, you know, so. And this one I have been working on actually for a while. I've done something similar to this show earlier in the summer. I did at the Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge. And I'm actually going to be doing that again as well. But this show is a little different in that it's more about who sang the songs that made these particular women famous, and who wrote those songs, and how the history of those songs in particular. So it's kind of fun. It's educational as well as entertaining. So.
We are speaking with Wanda Houston, who is next in line for the Patio Dinner Cabaret Show at the Sharon Playhouse, October 2nd, 6:30. When you can get there, and then the show itself will start about 8 o'clock. And what I love about this, Wanda, I guess you're going to bring your musical director in there, and it will be you and the piano and the microphone, and then the 80 some patrons around you.
Which is, it's lovely. I've seen the setting and what it looks like. It's very festive and fun. I mean, that's the thing that's exciting about it. I just hope it's warm enough. I mean, that's my only concern, is that it, you know, in the evening that it were warm enough. But I love singing outdoors in the evening because there's just something magical about it. And the way they've done the playhouse and the porch at the playhouse is just, it's magic. So I'm looking forward to doing it.
You know, it's funny when you talk about the weather, because it really is a catch can, because the show that they had actually this weekend is going to have very nice weather, but your show is still up in the air. We'll know better on Tuesday or Wednesday of the week of the show, but you know, I think what the guys have done at Sharon Playhouse this year, and what entertainers like you and the other entertainers have done, is just let people know that, you know what, yes, we're living through this COVID-19 pandemic. Yes, we all have had restraints put on us, but it's so nice to be able to put out this entertainment for people in our area to come see, and the variety of entertainment that they have set up between the movies, between the shows that were meant to be on Broadway but then have come up here in the back of pickup trucks, and now the patio cabaret. I just think it's a testament to the Sharon Playhouse and to the guys, but also to the performers and the public, because they are turning out in mass and following all the rules.
That's right. That's right. And it's encouraging, and it's exciting to see that, to see people, you know, wanting to be a part of something and yet following with the rules and doing what they're supposed to do so that we're all safe. Yeah, it works. It has worked. So that's been very great. It has been very good.
And I want to remind people that, once again, the tickets are available right now at SharonPlayhouse.org. When you get there, you can click on the link to buy tickets for this show. And as I've been saying all along, all these shows have been sold out. So now you've managed to pick up your performances and keep a little busy this summer. Have you ever experienced anything like this in your life, where there's just been like a complete shutdown of the entertainment industry?
The only time I've experienced this was during 9/11. I was living in New York City during 9/11, and to see New York completely shut down. I was working at the time for producers who brought me out from L.A., and all of their shows on Broadway closed.
Yeah.
And so that was the only other time that I experienced this, but nothing to this magnitude and for this amount of time. So that's been the difference. But that was the only time that I felt anything close to this.
Yeah, you're right about the magnitude, because for theaters to be closed for 6 months, for musicians, for the artists, for the directors, for the choreographers to be out of work for 6 months, it really is a strange time and an unfortunate time. But you know what? There's no business like show business, and I think if anybody can lead the way back, I think it's you folks in show business.
I agree, because I don't think people realize how viable the arts are for who we are as a society. And I also think people don't give much credence to what social animals we are, and how we need to be around one another. Even those who, you know, feel that they're introverts and I don't need to be around people, there's a certain level of it where you don't realize that the first time, I got to say this, the first time that I was out and in a situation where we were in a distance. It was like a restaurant, but we were all sitting outdoors, and there were people there that I didn't know. I was giddy. I was so excited to be around people. And I think we take for granted the ability to do that, and I think this enlightened us to the fact that we need that. But also we need the arts and music, and I had the opportunity to do a show about Shakespeare, and I just to see people who love the theater, and they were just so excited to hear, you know, bits and pieces of Shakespeare and along with music. And so it's a necessary thing that we all need. And I think this experience, because it's worldwide, has really forced people to find different ways and more creative ways to make it happen, to find ways that we can be together within the parameters. So, this has been a great time, a creative time, I must say, for people to figure out ways to make it happen.
Well, once again, Friday, October 2nd, Wanda Houston will be the next up in the patio dinner and cabaret shows at the Sharon Playhouse. Once again, that's October 2nd. The show's at 8, but it opens up for dinner at 6:30. There are only 80 patron tickets that are available to attend this, and they do sell out. So if you want to go to the show as soon as you can, log on to SharonPlayhouse.org. Click on the link that allows you to buy the tickets for this show and enjoy some great music from Wanda Houston, the women of jazz, from Bessie Smith to Nina Simone. Wanda, keep up the great work, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Marshall. I appreciate it. You keep up the good work, too, letting people know that we got to get the word out. Come on down, folks. You'll have a great time. Thanks, Marshall.
When they finally come, they come too slowly. Very soon we're blowing this old town. If it's true, then knock me down. Kid, be funny. Learn to tell a joke. And kid, be funny. Make a face that makes your mother smile.